Hello and welcome to Fun with Scotch. This is episode 43, and tonight we're going to be talking about three bourbons. We have Larceny Small Batch, we have Rosalind Reserve Bourbon Whiskey, and 1792 Single Barrel. Mm-hmm. And leading off, we'll be starting with Judy. Oh, hello, and I'm John.
I'm Judy.
I'm Marlis.
All right.
Yes, we'll start off with Larceny, the John E. Fitzgerald Larceny Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. As John said, it's small batch. It's a wheated bourbon mash bill, 92 proof, 46% alcohol by volume. And it has a lovely story on the back that I shall read about this bourbon. John E. Fitzgerald's weakness was fine bourbon. As a treasury agent who at the time was the only person legally allowed to carry keys to the rickhouses, he gave in to temptations, freely taking from the best barrels in each rickhouse.
What's a rickhouse?
I don't know. Marlis, why don't you tell us what a rickhouse is?
A rickhouse, I believe, is where they have all the barrels stored. So there's, you know, layer after layer after layer and row after row after row.
Okay. Like the one that collapsed in...
Yeah.
Where was that? Was that Kentucky?
I think it was in Kentucky. Yeah. It was a very sad day.
That's awful. I'm sorry, Judy. Go ahead.
Those that contained wheated bourbon made with wheat instead of traditional rye, for those of us who don't have critical thinking skills, these eventually became known around the distillery as Fitzgerald barrels. Now, Larceny Bourbon honors both the superb taste of this lawless treasury agent and the legacy of the old Fitzgerald brand. And I will apologize, we are at the John and Judy Home of Animals, and you are going to hear a dog barking, probably.
The quacking dog.
The quacking dog. Mm-hmm. His name is Benny, in case anybody cares.
He's a wonderful pal.
But he does like to bark.
He quacks.
He's also kind of deaf, so I can't really tell him to stop.
Like right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's got a little bit of an alcohol in the smell. I mean, it's got a little punchy to the nose.
Yeah, but it has a sweet aroma. But I think, anyway.
Some vanilla.
Yes, possibly.
By the way, none of us looked up any of our bourbons this time around, so we're going by the seat of our pants.
That's it.
That's nummy.
Smells good.
Yeah, there is some wheat there. It's not all corn or rye or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Although it has to be, if it's a bourbon, it has to be at least 51% corn, right? Did I make that up? I don't think so.
I don't think you made it up.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like it. Mm-hmm. It tastes really good. As you said, it is nummy.
It's like kind of at the top of the taste, there's a lot of sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
The vanilla, but it's got a nice layer of oak underneath, so it's very balanced. A little bit of heat, but not...
Yeah, but it's not at all...
It's not...
Unpleasant for 46%.
Dragon bourbon,
it's
you know.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's warming without burning.
Definitely. All right.
I like it.
What's next?
Let's see. We have Heritage Distilling Company, Rosalind Reserve Bourbon Whiskey, which is also 46% alcohol by volume.
And where is Heritage Distillery located?
Heritage Distillery is located right here in... beautiful Washington, and I guess they started out in Rosalind. Well, that's what
Gig Harbor, I think.
They talk about the history of Rosalind on the back of the bottle.
I know, but
I guess this bottle
because it's named
Reserve,
after Rosalind.
So, yeah.
Well, and I think they have a tasting room there, right?
Yeah, they do. Yes. And John, I've actually been to that one.
Yeah.
And fun fact: Rosalind is where they filmed a lot of the. TV show Northern Exposure, for those of you old enough to have watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was my mother's favorite TV show.
I loved it.
Was it really?
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah,
it was
one
very
time,
fun.
I think for Mother's Day or something, I got her a Northern Exposure t-shirt, because that's what I do as a t-shirt whore.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's no, cool. It was fun. Anyway, it's a cute little town.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed watching it as well.
Up in the Cascade Mountains, and mm-hmm. if you go through Snoqualmie Pass, there's mm-hmm. a little turnoff to Roslyn and Salmon La Sac.
Something like that.
Yeah, which is an odd name for a town. Yeah. But
well, and it's right before Cle Elum, which has one of our favorite coffee shops.
Yes.
The
yes.
Pioneer Coffee House or yeah. Coffee Shop. Or
and like Heritage Distilling has a new tasting room in scenic Tumwater.
That's right.
And we have been there. Yeah. And they have many tasty things.
And next weekend, not this coming, next mm-hmm. weekend, they will be having one of those kind of pop-up things, and the Sugar Canvas Bakery is the cookie lady is going to be there. She's going to have some boozy cookies.
Oh.
Yeah. I've put it on my calendar. We might want to go.
Okay.
That sounds like
yeah.
that. Yeah. So this is called Roslyn Reserve, and it's named after the town of Roslyn. And anyway, on the back of the bottle it says, "Every spirit has a story. The history of Roslyn, Washington takes us back to the late 1800s when coal was discovered in the hills of Kittitas County. Mining coal brought workers from around the world to Roslyn, where the hub of the town was the Northwest Improvement Company, a gathering place and home to the mining company store. Heritage Distilling Company, HDC, is proud to occupy an historic building in a town with such a rich history. At HDC, we say, every spirit has a story. And we are delighted that a portion of the proceeds from each bottle of Roslyn Reserve is donated to the Roslyn Downtown Association's efforts to keep telling Roslyn's stories."
Cool.
They do that with other we have that Special Forces whiskey,
mm-hmm.
and they
donate
to the Joint Base Lewis McChord. I'm not exactly sure what, because I don't have the bottle in front mm-hmm. of me, but they do give some proceeds to the Joint Base Lewis McChord from those sales, and I think John's going to go get that bottle now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this smells very mm-hmm. good.
It's different. I'm trying to place the aroma.
It's more mellow. It may be like a little orange or something. Or it's a slightly more mellow smell.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of more rounded.
So what does the Special Forces say?
It says on the bottle that they are proud to partner with the first Special Forces group. And I know when we talked to them at the distillery tasting room, they definitely contribute in some ways to that.
Mm-hmm.
This is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Neat bottle with a lot of the squadrons and battalions symbols on it. This is the sixth edition, but this is not actually one we're tasting, so we should put that down.
No, that's true.
Yeah, okay.
So we are back to the Roslyn Reserve, mm-hmm. and we're going to mm-hmm. talk really loud over our barking dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or quacking duck, or whatever you want.
The door now.
No, but then he'll stand outside and bark.
Yeah, but it'll be quieter.
This is tasty.
This is the smell is a little spicier and not as sweet.
Yeah, it is.
A little just mellower for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it tastes. You can taste the spiciness.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm. Spicy, some oak, but not quite as prominent as the first Larceny.
Yeah, nice.
And I keep getting, like, I don't know, maybe some honey or citrus in there. Just, and I don't, maybe we've covered that with just spicy, but there's definitely mm-hmm. a lot of flavor in there. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the sweet and then the oak. There's a lot in between there.
Yeah, this one's a little more complex than,
mm-hmm.
than the Larceny.
Very tasty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Roslyn should be proud of its namesake.
That's right.
I can say that.
Yeah, Roslyn's a great town.
Mm-hmm.
We went when there was snow on the ground, so I want to go back. And we had taken Estrella, mm-hmm. and she didn't like the cold so much.
No.
So,
I want to go. Yeah, she couldn't go walking through the snow. So
yes.
We had a,
walking through
a
the
limited
snow.
Yeah. Range.
Yes. Yeah, so I want to go back. So, and because I know they probably have a really cool old graveyard and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have, Marla?
Well, I have single barrel 1792 Kentucky Straight Bourbon, 49.3% alcohol, so 98.6 proof. By single barrel, they mean in order to create this unique bourbon, the finest barrels are selected and tasted from the best aging warehouses. Only those barrels deemed exceptional are then bottled individually, one by one. This preserves the distinct character of each barrel, and the superior bourbon has flavors in it of rich butterscotch, caramel, delicately balanced with hints of fruit and toffee. And it's distilled and bottled by Barton 1792 Distillery in Bardstown, Kentucky, which is kind of like the mother house for bourbon, I guess, for Kentucky bourbon anyway.
Do they have a lot of Rick houses there?
I'm sure they do.
They have Rick House.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway. You had to go there.
I had to. We had to. I had to. I'm sorry. I couldn't hold myself back any longer.
I know.
Okay. Okay. This is kind of an alcohol course at 49%, I guess. It would be.
I'm getting a lot of fruit, though.
Oh, yeah.
I really
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm.
If you say so.
The aroma.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I'll slosh it right out of my glass.
No, don't do that.
That'll be a frightful waste.
Don't waste it.
I have a bunch of dogs down here that might lick it up.
Yeah, well, there is that.
And then they would sleep good tonight.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's pretty smooth for its ABV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very.
I mean, I know there are lots higher ABVs, but this is a lot higher than I typically will drink. So.
Yeah. Well, and some of the, you know, cask strength scotches or something, it's just like, no, that's a little too much for me. I would prefer a little.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This is actually, I mean, if you do the aroma mm-hmm. test, you're like, oh, I don't know, that might mm-hmm. be too alcohol-y. And mm-hmm. then you taste it and it's like,
I can get the butterscotch there. A little bit of caramel, but mostly it's just very tasty. Very,
I feel like we're doing
tasty.
This. Was it Burt's?
Burt's Bees?
No, Burt's Ever Flavor Beans or whatever from Harry Potter. Birdie something.
Birdie Botts.
Yeah, every flavor bean. Yeah. You're like, I can taste the caramel. I can. Oh,
or the earwax.
The girl in Willy Wonka.
I never saw that.
What?
I got
you have never watched Willy Wonka?
No.
Violet.
Yeah.
She took the pill that
you're
was like
Violet.
You're turning Violet. She took the pill that was supposed to be he was developing to it was like that's your full Thanksgiving dinner. Oh yeah, I can taste the mashed potatoes. Oh, here comes dessert. It's blueberry pie. And then she starts blowing up like a blueberry, and they took her to the squeezing room.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yes, all right.
But that's when you're like, I can taste the caramel. So it's more like Willy Wonka.
Yes, but so far none of us have started exploding, so that's good.
Well, if I'm going to explode, I might as well be as a whiskey bottle.
Yeah, that's well, it. There is that. And it's a beautiful bottle.
It is a beautiful bottle.
Very pretty.
Marlis, we're going to have to make you watch Willy Wonka. The original, not the Johnny Depp version.
Oh, okay. That would be good.
Yeah, with
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. You've never watched it and you know who's in it?
I saw pictures. And that was,
Marlis, you are a conundrum.
I know.
Anyway, no, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm. Okay.
Did you watch Wellington Paranormal?
We have been watching Wellington Paranormal.
Isn't it funny?
It is very funny. John actually laughs out loud. He hardly ever laughs out loud at these shows.
Once you can understand them, it's like,
I
need to watch that about
that lady. And for some reason, I can't get the captions to come on. I keep trying it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she kind of slurs.
Well, yeah. New Zealand people, you know, from what I've observed in what films I've seen, they have a very small mouth space.
Indeed.
Yeah. So they don't overexert themselves in their speech, shall we say.
I think I would like it in New Zealand, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a lovely, looks like a lovely place.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
That, we digress. Yes.
So
back to the 1792.
Yes.
So,
and yeah, we can sit here and watch Benny clean June's ears.
I think that's always enjoyable.
What is it? 1792. 1792. Sorry, it's very good. It's the heat doesn't bother me. It is a little more. There's a little more heat there than the others, but the others were already 46. You know, percent.
Yeah.
And this one's 49. So it's not much higher. And they're all definitely tolerable.
They're all for me. The Roslyn is kind of the most mellow. Mm-hmm. In terms of flavor and kind of a blended caramel kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. This is a little more acerbic, but I think it's still more balanced than the Larceny, which is also tasty. They're all tasty.
Yeah, they all are.
And it kind of depends on what you like and what you want. But, there's not a poopy one in the bunch. Okay, that's probably not.
There's not a bad one in the bunch.
Yeah.
I had to take a little more because I didn't give myself very much in the beginning.
Oh. That's your story?
I'm sticking to it, baby.
So now we're going to add water.
She's had a hard week.
It has been a rough week.
I know.
Yeah.
It's true.
It seems like every time we do a podcast, I'm like, it's been a hard week. Well, this was really hard.
Well, you're still working. That's the point. I am. Yeah, I'm retired, so I'm really happy.
And John is working, but he just doesn't let that crap bother him, so.
I know. Nah. Very strange of you, John.
Well, and you don't supervise anybody.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I don't supervise anybody.
I supervise.
Because I don't want to be stressed out.
I supervise people, so
I spent the week hacking back shrubbery in my... And rescuing a kitten from dire straits. Yes. Some person dumped him, and we heard him calling for several days, and my neighbor and I were both feeding him, trying to get him. And then he walked into my house looking for food, so I immediately shut him in the bathroom and called kitten rescue people that I know, and they came over and
rescued him.
Yes, when I was there, sitting in the bathroom, trying to coax him out, he was hiding in the closet. My friend's daughter, Shelby, came over, and within an hour, he was sitting on her lap, purring and drooling. And I'm like, I obviously don't have a career in the kitten rescue business, but anyway.
I don't think Perolov would like that anyway.
No, my cat was hysterical. Hey, we don't need it. Anyway,
so
the kitten is
water.
Now up for adoption at the Joint Animal Services in Olympia, Washington.
And by the time you hear this, I'm sure it will be gone.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay, so all right. With water.
And what were you calling him?
Earl Grey.
He was so cute.
Because he was gray and white.
He's so very cute. We used to have a cat that looked a lot like him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the Larceny with a bit of water. I don't think it's quite as sweet.
Yeah, I think it cut back on the sweetness. But it still doesn't hurt it. I mean, it's still tasty.
I'm honestly not noticing much difference. I mean, it didn't hurt it at all. And it still tastes really good. Okay. The sweetness is there. The vanilla is still there.
And the oak.
And now the Roslyn Reserve. Still has the same aroma.
I think that diluted it a little bit. Maybe I just put a little too much water in. I think
it kind of flattened it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was mellow enough to start with, so I don't think this one needs any water. It doesn't do it any favors, I'd say. John, what do you think?
I think the spicy aroma to it is a little nicer now, actually.
I agree. Before I wasn't like, strong. What is that aroma? And I'm not sure I like it a whole lot. But putting the water in.
It's definitely still there. It's definitely still there, but it's not as strong. It's actually at a level that I like a lot more.
In terms of the aroma, in terms of the taste?
Yeah, in terms of the aroma, yeah.
How about the taste?
Well, I haven't tasted it yet.
Okay, now he's tasting it.
I've been too busy flapping my gums.
I see, yeah.
Which is a red letter day. John does not usually flap his gums.
No.
He is usually fairly quiet.
Gum flapping occasion.
That's right. Put a little booze in him and he'll flap.
I know, all of us will, yeah. Okay, so this
I think the aroma improved, but maybe the taste is a little less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a little flatter.
And I kind of like it better the way it was.
But it still has plenty of heat because I'm feeling it in my throat. Yeah,
okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So okay. Now the 1792.
Single barrel.
The aroma seems the same to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think the water hurts it at all.
Mm-mm. No, it tastes good.
No, this can stand up to a little water or an ice cube, whatever you mm-hmm. might like.
Yeah.
So that's a nice thing because I cannot resist putting an ice cube in things. Mm-hmm. I am such an American, you know. It's just like, yeah. It's
same.
Not an official drink unless it has at least one ice cube.
I actually kind of made mm-hmm. you know, whiskey slushy because we had a lot of like really chopped up ice on.
Oh yeah.
And so I just dipped my glass in there and poured my whiskey in and it looked like a little slushy. Yeah.
What kind of whiskey?
It was probably Monkey Shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so that's a nice little boisterous whiskey. It'll mm-hmm. stand mm-hmm. up to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it was really good.
See? Okay.
And we've got the call and response.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yes. Peace to you and to your spirit.
And
I
know. This is the last time we have actually recorded. I mean, have we recorded since we got these guys? Oh, but we did at your house, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have two dogs from that we are fostering. We're forever fostering from Old Dog Haven. And if you're a dog lover, you should Google them. They are based in Western Washington. And basically, you can foster dogs in your final refuge. They're old dogs between, you know, over the age of like 10 and above. And, you know, they will pay the medical expenses for the dogs.
Which is a huge barrier to a lot of people adopting.
People don't want to adopt old dogs because their medical expenses are high. And we adopted, or not adopted, but are fostering a pair of siblings, Benny and June, for those of you who've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Benny and June. And they're Pomeranian Chihuahuas. And
which is just asking for trouble, as far as I'm concerned. But they are
actually
very cute.
They're very cute, and they're lovable.
Mm-hmm.
And
Noisy.
Well, on occasion. They're not always noisy. June is our twirler. She loves to twirl. She's a little circus dog.
Mm-hmm.
Benny basically likes to shake.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's
and
a good... And quack. You see,
he sounds kind of like an arthritic duck.
You might possibly be hearing him in the background. Mm-hmm. But Benny is really... He's kind of stoic. Not as stoic as our resident dog, Estrella.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he doesn't really emote a lot. But he does. Mm-hmm. He does get excited now and then, and he'll even get on his back and let me rub his tummy.
Oh my
goodness. And he gets playful. So he's coming out of his shell. But and their health is actually fairly good. Mm-hmm. I was really pleased about that because this is our first experience as Old Dog Haven foster people, and mm-hmm. I was afraid if I got a really sick dog, I may never do it again.
Yeah. How old are they?
They're 13.
Yeah. So, but they're tiny dogs, so, you know, they tend to live longer. So
they tend to live longer. They live longer than our Chihuahua Frankie that we had. She only lived to 10. But, you know, and
they're active.
They're pretty active.
They seem to be enjoying life.
And he also likes to eat paper and pretty much anything else. So our floors are probably cleaner than ever before. In the room that has stuff on the floor, we keep the door closed because he will eat it. We have to put piddle pads inside pillowcases or piddle pads inside pillowcases so because he'll eat them. Blue plastic and all.
Yeah.
So we have to camouflage the piddle pads.
Uh-huh. Alrighty then.
Can't get to them now.
Yeah. Though we did find one in the one that we put in the bathroom, we found it in the hall.
Uh-huh.
Apparently he...
Oh, hey.
Anyway, that's up. But so, yeah, if you're a dog lover, consider donating something to Old Dog Haven. They do great work. They currently have over 300 dogs that they take care of
mm-hmm.
and pay those medical bills for, and they're always looking... you know, for homes for dogs. But they, of course, it's Western Washington based. Well, and Portland. They usually go down to Portland as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but so if you are a Washington person, consider adopting an old dog because they need you. And if you're not a Western Washington person, consider donating to them to help them with their cause because they are cool. in need. You know, they need our love and our care, and they need your money. Mm-hmm. Just be blunt. Mm-hmm. All right.
The other thing you can do is go to the Heritage Distilling website and order either the
First Special Forces
Group edition of blended whiskey or their Roslyn Reserve, both of which will generate donations either to the Special Forces Group or to the Roslyn Downtown Association to preserve historic Roslyn, which was interesting because you mentioned the coal mining, and that was like the first influx of black miners that came to Roslyn because, you know, in 1860s or so, something like that. After the Civil War, anyway, that was one of the places they could go and find work. So Roslyn has a very interesting history.
It does. And if you're ever in Washington, that's a must-see place to go. Mm-hmm. And go to, what is it, the Brick? The Brick is the bar that's actually featured in Northern Exposure. John and I had lunch there. It was very nice. And it's a very old building. Mm-hmm. It has these wonderful, you know, wooden plank floors. And it's just, it just has great atmosphere. And the food was good, too. So that is our plug for luring you to Washington, as we would say.
Come, we have whiskey and history.
We have whiskey and history. What other state has that? And, wait. Maybe all of them.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately. Yes, well.
Come to Washington, spend your money, go home.
No. Oh, come on.
Especially if you're from California.
Oh no.
Sorry.
I didn't say that out loud.
Don't say that. Yeah. Right.
Just kidding.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks for listening. If you've listened this long, God bless you.
and we love you for listening. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And until next time.
All right. Thanks for stopping by and checking us out. And we'll
see you again.
See you next time.